Ever notice how sometimes the most unsettling stories, you know, the ones that really make you think, come from places we usually associate with peace and serenity?
Yeah, I think we all have a certain image in our minds when we picture, you know, like a sacred space or a religious site, right?
Exactly. And that's what makes this deep dive so fascinating, but also pretty disturbing, to be honest.
Yeah, definitely.
We're going to be looking at the Catholic shrine in Lourdes.
Lourdes!
You know, it's a major pilgrimage destination for Catholics all over the world.
Oh, absolutely. A place of immense significance, you know, for millions globally. It's like a beacon drawing people seeking healing, spiritual renewal, you name it.
Yeah, and it's interesting because Lourdes itself has this incredibly rich history.
Right. For those who might not be as familiar, Lourdes is nestled in the French Pyrenees.
Mm-hmm.
And its story is really rooted in these reported apparitions of the Virgin Mary to a young woman named Bernadette Soubirous.
Bernadette Soubirous.
Back in 1858.
Wow, 1858. That's a long time ago.
It is. And since then, it's become this extraordinary focal point. Millions of visitors every year drawn to the stories of miraculous cures from the waters, the profound spiritual experiences people report. You know, the whole atmosphere is just saturated with this sense of faith and hope and the potential for healing.
But the sources we're diving into today, they bring this very specific controversy to light. And it revolves around artwork within the shrine.
Yes.
Artwork created by a priest who's now facing some extremely serious allegations.
Precisely. And that's really the heart of what we want to unpack today.
Yeah. What are the layers of this controversy?
Right. So we need to look at the art itself, obviously. We need to understand the nature of these allegations against the priest. And then how have people reacted? What are the implications for religious art in general? And, you know, maybe even more importantly, the whole question of accountability within religious institutions.
Okay. So let's start with the artwork itself.
Okay.
From what I've gathered, it's not what you might typically think of when you picture religious art.
Right. It's not like the, you know, very traditional, somber, almost art we might often associate with religious themes.
No, it seems much more vibrant. The descriptions really emphasize the use of color and detail.
Exactly. The sources talk about vibrant colors, intricate details. It sounds like it's meant to be very eye-catching.
Almost to draw you in.
Yeah. And what's interesting is how they achieve that. They blend these classical religious themes, you know, the iconic biblical scenes that resonate across cultures and time periods.
Right.
But they also incorporate elements that are very specific to the Lourdes region, to the local culture.
Oh, that's cool. So it has that universal appeal, but also a really unique local flavor.
Right. And the intention behind all of this seems pretty clear. They want to visually articulate core tenets of the faith, but in a way that inspires contemplation and really fosters devotion among those who come to Lourdes.
So it's not just there to decorate the shrine. It actually serves a much deeper purpose.
Exactly.
It's almost like they're meant to be these visual representations of faith.
Yeah, you could say they're like tangible points of connection, a way to bridge that gap between the physical world and the spiritual realm. And by depicting these central figures and scenes from Catholic doctrine, the artwork sort of invites people to engage with their beliefs in a deeper way.
It's like prompting a conversation between the viewer and their faith almost.
Absolutely. And the themes themselves.
Oh, yeah.
They're so closely tied to the whole Lourdes experience. We're talking about portrayals of the Virgin Mary, of various saints.
Yeah, figures that are so central to the Catholic faith.
And here's the thing, a lot of these figures are depicted against the backdrop of Lourdes itself.
Oh, wow.
So it's not just, you know, placing them in some abstract setting. It directly links these figures with the physical space of the shrine.
That's powerful.
Yeah, it adds a whole other layer of meaning. These figures feel more present, more relatable within this sacred context. And for many pilgrims, I imagine the artwork becomes a focal point during their prayers, during their moments of quiet reflection. It enhances that sense of spiritual immersion.
So you have this artwork. It's deeply woven into the very fabric of Lourdes, created by this priest who, you know, at the time was probably celebrated for his talent.
Right.
But then things take a really dark turn.
Yeah.
With the emergence of these allegations. And I think for a lot of people, this situation really forces them to confront the fact that even within a religious context, human beings are fallible. Yeah. Nobody's perfect. And that can be hard to reconcile.
Absolutely. I mean, we tend to hold religious figures, especially in a place like Lourdes, to a certain standard.
Huh.
And then you have this situation. The sources detail how this priest, who was once known for his artistic gifts to the shrine,
right,
is now the focus of these extremely serious accusations. And it's cast a long shadow over his work and his legacy.
And it's important to be clear here. These aren't just minor accusations or misunderstandings.
No, not at all. We're talking about claims of inappropriate behavior and abuse that allegedly spanned decades.
Decades.
And multiple individuals have come forward, former parishioners, people connected to his ministry. These are very serious allegations that raise huge questions about the church's responsibility to protect people.
Absolutely.
And specifically the issue of sexual abuse, which has been such a painful and recurring problem within the church. It's something that understandably creates a lot of anxiety and distrust.
Definitely. And it's important to understand the timeline of how all of this unfolded. It seems like things really started gaining momentum around early 2021.
Right. That's when those initial accusations began to surface.
Okay.
And they quickly got picked up by the local media. And that created a much bigger public outcry. And as we often see in these types of situations, once the first few people come forward, others feel more empowered to share their own experiences.
Right. It sort of breaks down that wall of silence.
Yeah. And that's when the Catholic Church launched an internal investigation.
And what do those investigations typically involve?
Well, they'll gather testimonies from people. They'll review any relevant documentation. It's all aimed at figuring out what really happened.
And I imagine there's this constant tension between uncovering the truth and being sensitive to the people involved, especially those who've come forward with these really difficult experiences.
Oh, absolutely. The sources are very clear about that. It's such a delicate and complex process. You know, you're dealing with people's lives, their emotions, their trauma. And the way this is handled has huge implications for everyone involved.
Absolutely. And it's fascinating how this has shifted the public perception of this priest.
Right. He went from being this celebrated artist, this contributor to the spiritual atmosphere of Lourdes, to now being someone whose entire legacy is under scrutiny. It raises all these questions about protection, about transparency, about how healing can happen within a religious community.
It's not a simple situation at all. And this hasn't just created ripples within the church itself. It's also had a big impact on the local community in Lourdes. What have we seen in terms of reactions?
Well, the church's official response has been pretty cautious so far. They're emphasizing transparency, but you can also sense a desire to protect the church's reputation.
Right, a very delicate balance.
Yeah. The diocese have been putting out statements about the investigation and how they're committed to doing things the right way, but it hasn't exactly been smooth sailing.
No, I imagine not. There must be a lot of different opinions within the church itself.
Oh, definitely. You have some officials and some parishioners who are very much defending the priest. They believe in his integrity, and they're adamant about due process is, you know, innocent until proven guilty. They feel like these allegations shouldn't completely erase his past service and his contributions to Lourdes.
And on the other side, you have
people who are understandably outraged. They want accountability. They're calling for significant changes in how the church handles these types of situations.
It seems like the artwork itself has become a point of contention.
It has, because it's right there in a sacred space, and it deals with these important themes that people are questioning whether it's still appropriate to display it, given the allegations against its creator.
Right.
It sparked a debate about how much artistic freedom is acceptable within a religious context. You know, does the art need to strictly adhere to doctrine, to what the church teaches? Or is there room for individual expression, even if it might make some people uncomfortable?
So it's not just a legal question, it's also a theological one.
Exactly. And this has had a huge impact on the local community in Lourdes. There have been reports of organized forums where people are coming together to discuss the implications of these allegations. They're having open conversations about how the church should respond and what needs to change to rebuild trust and create a more transparent environment.
So they're not just letting this happen in silence.
No, not at all. And there are advocacy groups getting involved, too, arguing that how the church handles this case in Lourdes could set a precedent for how they deal with similar situations in the future. It's really putting pressure on church leaders to listen to all the different voices within the community and try to find a way forward.
It's a reminder that even within a religious institution, you have to have accountability. You have to address these issues head on. And this whole situation also really makes you think about the role of art in religious spaces. It's not just decoration. It goes much deeper than that, doesn't it?
Yeah, art in a religion, absolutely. But when the artist is someone who's now shrouded in controversy,
right,
it complicates things. It raises questions about whether the art can still serve its original purpose. Can it still inspire people, or has it become a source of tension and division?
That's a dilemma, isn't it?
Yeah, and in a place like Lourdes, where the art is so intertwined with the whole spiritual atmosphere, it's a particularly difficult situation. You have this tension between the artistic value of the work and the values the history, the narrative that Lourdes represents.
And for some people, it might even challenge their own understanding of their faith.
Oh, definitely. Because sometimes controversial art forces us to confront difficult truths about morality, about ethics, about the complexities of faith itself. And that can be a very uncomfortable experience.
It can shake things up a bit.
It can. And it might lead to a deeper understanding for some, but for others, it could lead to more conflict, more division.
Yeah, because how we interpret art is so personal.
It is. It's based on our own experiences, our own beliefs, our own background. And so a piece of art that one person might find deeply moving and inspiring, another person might find unsettling or even offensive.
Especially if they know something about the artist's personal life that casts a shadow over the work.
Absolutely. And so when we think about the role of art in a place like Lourdes, we have to recognize that it's about much more than just what we see on the surface. It's connected to societal values, to individual beliefs, to the way we interpret history. And in situations like this, it can really force people to grapple with some very difficult questions.
So with this controversy surrounding the priest and his artwork, it must have an impact on the whole pilgrimage experience for people visiting Lourdes.
It does. You have to remember that people come to Lourdes seeking a certain kind of experience.
Right. They're looking for spiritual solace, healing, a sense of connection.
But exactly. And the art in the shrine is a big part of that. It contributes to the atmosphere, the feeling of the place. But this controversy throws a wrench in things.
Because now they have to reconcile their feelings about the art with their feelings about the artist.
Exactly. They might be standing there looking at a painting that really moves them.
Right.
But then in the back of their minds, they're thinking about the allegations against the person who created it. And that can create this real dissonance, this uneasiness that makes it hard to fully experience the spiritual aspect of the art.
Like a shadow hanging over it.
Yeah, and it's led to some interesting conversations among pilgrims.
Really?
People are talking about that relationship between the art and the artist. They're asking whether the spiritual value of a piece of art is somehow diminished if the person who made it has done something wrong.
That's a tough question to answer.
It is, and it's changing the way people interact with the artwork. Yeah. Some people are choosing to avoid certain pieces altogether.
Just to steer clear of that conflict.
Yeah, while others are engaging in discussions about the allegations, they want to hear different perspectives and process their own feelings. It's added this whole new layer to the pilgrimage experience.
It's no longer just about being in this sacred space and admiring the art. Now there's this ethical dimension that people have to grapple with.
Right. And so while the artwork itself might still have that aesthetic and spiritual power, the controversy surrounding the priest has definitely changed how people experience it. There's this awareness of human fallibility, even within a religious context that wasn't there before.
It's a more nuanced experience now, I guess you could say.
Yeah, definitely. And this situation in Lourdes, it feels like it's part of a larger trend we're seeing in the Catholic Church. There's a growing demand for accountability and for real change in response to these allegations of abuse.
Absolutely. It feels like a watershed moment in many ways.
It does. And a lot of the recent scandals, including the one in Lourdes, have really fueled that demand for accountability.
Right.
Advocacy groups, activists, they're becoming much more vocal in their calls for church leaders to be more transparent, more proactive in how they deal with these situations. They're saying that the church needs to acknowledge past wrongs and really commit to creating a safer environment for everyone.
And what are some of the specific things they're asking for?
Well, one of the big ones is that they want better systems for reporting and investigating abuse allegations. They argue that the current systems are flawed, that they often lead to cover-ups instead of real accountability.
Right.
And that lack of transparency just erodes trust even further.
Of course.
They're saying that Lourdes is just one example of a much larger problem within the church, and that there needs to be a fundamental shift in how they approach these issues.
So it's not just about dealing with individual cases as they pop up. It's about a systemic overhaul.
Exactly. And some of the specific demands include stronger protections for whistleblowers.
People who speak up about what they've seen.
Yeah, they're often the ones who put themselves at risk to expose these issues, and they need to be protected. There are also calls for regular independent audits of church practices related to safeguarding children and vulnerable adults. And there's a push for much more extensive training for clergy members on how to create safe environments and how to respond appropriately to any allegations.
So it's a multi-pronged approach, really trying to address the problem from different angles.
Yeah. The ultimate goal is to create a culture within the church where abuse is not tolerated and where victims feel safe coming forward.
So it's really about transforming the culture itself.
Exactly. And what's happening in Lourdes is just one part of this much larger conversation that's happening within the Catholic Church and beyond, really. It's about acknowledging the mistakes of the past and taking real concrete steps to prevent them from happening again.
And that's a huge undertaking.
It is, but it's necessary. And the fact that people are speaking out so forcefully now is a sign that things are starting to change.
It's a difficult and uncomfortable conversation to have, but it's absolutely crucial.
It is. And it's a conversation that's happening in many different religious communities, not just the Catholic Church.
It really highlights this tension that exists within these institutions.
Yeah, there's this balance they have to strike between upholding their traditions, their heritage, and also being accountable for the actions of individuals within the church.
Especially when those actions so clearly contradict the values they claim to represent.
Right, and that's where art becomes such a powerful symbol, because art is often meant to elevate us, to inspire our faith. But when the artist is someone who has done something that goes against those values, it creates this really complicated situation.
It challenges us to think about what we believe and why.
Yeah. And it can make people uncomfortable, can make them angry. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, because sometimes discomfort is necessary for growth, for change.
So what do you think is the way forward for communities that are facing these kinds of situations?
Well, I think the key is dialogue, creating spaces where people can come together and talk openly and honestly about their feelings, about their experiences. And that includes listening to those who might have different perspectives, even if we don't agree with them.
It's about empathy, really.
It is. And it's about recognizing that these situations are complex. There are no easy answers.
It's not about pointing fingers or assigning blame. It's about trying to understand and to move forward in a way that's healing for everyone involved.
Exactly. And that takes time, it takes patience, and it takes a willingness to be uncomfortable.
And to be wrong sometimes.
Yeah, to be wrong, to change our minds, to be open to new ways of thinking. And I think that's especially important in the context of faith.
Because faith is all about questioning, isn't it?
It is. It's about wrestling with these big ideas and trying to make sense of the world around us. And these situations, they really challenge us to do that. They make us look inward and ask ourselves what we truly believe and why.
And it's fascinating how art can play such a central role in that process.
Yeah. Art can be this incredible mirror reflecting back to us our own beliefs, our own values, our own struggles. And in situations like the one in Lourdes, it can be a very powerful catalyst for conversation, for change, for healing. And it leaves us with this question: what is the responsibility of religious institutions when it comes to the art they display, especially when the artist's legacy is tarnished? How do they balance the artistic value of the work with the pain that might be associated with it? And how can they use these situations as opportunities for growth, for learning, for creating a more just and compassionate world?
It's a question with no easy answers, but it's definitely one worth asking.